Johnson, a perfect layup.
It's the first action of the new year for both teams as they look to start off 2011 on a winning note. It's the Stars and the Eagles coming up next. But first, it's the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wood River with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from new Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wood River High School, the site of a Luplac Conference doubleheader here on ESPN 1460 as the Kearney Catholic Stars in town to take on the Wood River Eagles and the Lady Eagles. Especially in a very interesting matchup on the boys' side, Kearney Catholic will come in at 5-3. Wood River actually has a little bit better record at 5-2 on the year. And on the girls' side, well, Kearney Catholic probably the favorite in this one. They're 7-3 on the year. Wood River only 2-5 on the campaign up to this point. But within the Luplac Conference, you really never know what happens until you put the ball up in the air. And we'll do just that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll come back, we'll have the starters, and we'll get awfully close to the opening tip between the Eagles and the Lady Stars when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Welcome back here to Wood River. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Let's get you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. And again, as we mentioned, Wood River comes in with a record of 2-5 on the year, and the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars are 7-3 on the campaign so far. Here are the starters, beginning first of all for Wood River. Kelsey Baugh, a freshman, she'll make the start. She's 5'2". Becca Wolf, 5'9", and a senior. She'll start with Morgan Heiss, 5'9", junior. Angie Bowers, 5'6", and a senior. And Kelly Bossard is a 5'9", sophomore, will make the start today for Wood River. Now for Kearney Catholic, it's a more traditional lineup because Theron Baum is back in the starting lineup. She saw action on Tuesday night in York after her leg injury, but she will be back on the court tonight. And Baum, one of the leading scorers before she got hurt against Ravenna earlier in the year. She is a 6'1 sophomore. She'll start with fellow 6'1 sophomore Bailey Sokolowski. Sarah Lees will start tonight. She's 5'9 and a senior. And the backcourt will look like this. The front court will look like this. Michaela Mestel, she is a 5'6 sophomore, and she'll start with Anna Howell, and Howell, a 5'5 junior. So again, for Wood River, their starters are Baugh, Bolt, Heiss, Bowers, and Bossard. And for Kearney Catholic, the starters tonight will be Mestel, Howell, Baum, Sokolowski, and Lees. Your starting lineup brought to you by the Better Bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So, whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The Better Bank is just simply better. And as we said, these two teams, different records on the girls' side. Kearney Catholic at 7-3, pretty good mark. And Wood River comes in at 2-5 on the year. A little difficult to really kind of compare things a little bit because they only have one common opponent and that is Sandy Creek. On the 30th of December, Wood River played Sandy Creek at the Sandy Creek Holiday Tournament, and the top-ranked team in Class C1, Sandy Creek, did defeat Wood River by a count of 79-32. First game of the year for Kearney Catholic in early December was against the Lady Cougars as well, and the Cougars won that game as well, 74-58 over Kearney Catholic. That's the only common opponent that they have right now from this point on. They'll have a lot of common opponents because really their conference schedules are kind of flip-flop. Kearney Catholic plays a lot of teams late in the year and some early in the year. Wood River, obviously, that's true for them as well. Well, those teams are kind of flip-flop. Early in the year, Kearney Catholic plays Adams Central and Ord, and Wood River will play them later in the year. So right now, not a lot of common opponents. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a tip between the Stars and the Eagles right after this.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
And welcome back here to Grand Isle at Wood River, rather, as we're just about ready to get things underway. A nice opening ceremony to get things started, a great rendition of the national anthem by Wood River. Kaylee Gill, who did the national anthem. Kind of interesting to see one of the basketball players doing the national anthem. Kind of a neat deal. And nice round of applause for the American Legion, who did a great job here at Wood River representing the colors as well. So great start to things here. Is a nice rendition of the national anthem and a good presentation of the colors by the American Legion Post. And we're just about ready to get everybody all introduced here in Wood River. Kearney Catholic will be in their road green uniforms, the white numbers, a little bit of gold trim on there as well on the outside of the numbers and the letters and such. The Eagles will be in their home white uniforms with the black and purple piping down the sides and the purple numbers and letters with a little bit of black trim on them as well. So having the starting lineups here for both the Stars and the Eagles, and we're still probably about to 30 seconds away from tipping this one off, or a little bit more because we're still having some announcements going on. So be another minute before we tip things off. So we're going to take one last break, and when we come back, it will be the tip between the Stars and the Eagles. We come back right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Wood River. As we mentioned, the Lady Eagles come in a record of 2-5 on the year. Kearney Catholic 7-3 after their win the other day against the York Dukes. And they're not the Lady Dukes, they're the Dukes. Kind of an interesting matchup, a team that, boy, they haven't played each other, I don't know if ever, until they played together the other night. And great facility there, a nice facility here, and certainly want to thank the athletic director, Mr. Baugh, here at Wood River, and glad he could help us out as we're ready to give you a doubleheader Lou Platt Conference basketball action, the Stars and the Eagles. And Theron Baum, who missed quite a few games with that injury, she got hurt against Ravenna and was able to finally step back on the court against York just the other night. Last time she'd seen that action before that was on the 14th of December, and she is back in the starting lineup here tonight. So Kearney Catholic had her play a little bit of that fourth quarter, work a little bit of the rust off, and we'll see how much rust is left here as she's making the start against Wood River. Bailey Sokolowski already at midcourt, standing on the eagle at midcourt, ready to jump things up against Morgan Heiss, and the tip will be controlled by Kearney Catholic. Stars have it. Quickly, they pull a trigger on the jumper. It is no good, and the rebound is pulled out of there by Theron Baum, and Baum has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will inbound on the sideline. That'll be Sokolowski as the Eagles in a 2-3 zone here. First possession for Kearney Catholic. Nesto kicks it in the corner for Baum. She's well behind the arc. They get it in the lane to Sokolowski. Her shot's no good. She pulled down the rebound, but had it tied up immediately with Morgan Heiss, and alternating possessions will give Wood River the basketball. Pretty good defense there, even though it was still a nice look by Sokolowski. They were able to kind of harass things just enough. Shot wouldn't fall, and as a result, Wood River holds defensively. They have it in the offensive zone now. Kearney Catholic dropping back on the zone, and the ball's knocked loose, but into the hands of Bowers. She'll set things back up, and it is knocked around by Anna Howell, and Howell puts great pressure on the ball. Now, Theron Baum puts pressure on as they get the ball to Bowers. Bowers tries to enter it on the inside, and Wood River turns it over. Here comes the Stars on the run. Mesto will kick to Howell on the right side. Quick little jumper, partially blocked on the shot. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Becca Volk. I think it was Heiss who actually knocked the ball loose a little bit. Now the pass stolen away by Mestel. Mestel dribbles through traffic. She's going to try a left-handed layup high off the glass, up and in. Michaela Mestel forced the turnover, made the steal, and then goes in with a nice lefty layup in the first points of the game here for either team. It's 2-0 Stars in the early stages of quarter number one. Again, Kearney Catholic is going to go a little pressure here, a little 2-3, trying to trap with the basketball. Dribbling through it is Bossart. She'll kick on the right side for Baugh. Baugh's long jumper is no good, and the rebound by Bowles, her second of the first quarter here. Looking on the inside is Bowers. Doesn't have anywhere to put the ball, so she'll give it to Baugh, and Baugh has the ball knocked out of her hands by Anna Howell. Howell tried to make the steal on that far sideline and just ran out of room. So the inbounds here for Bowers, and Bowers will help kick it left wing for Heiss. Ice off the screen, a little pick and roll, gives it to Bossart. She'll drive, left-handed layup, up and good. That's a pretty basketball play for Wood River to tie things at 2 minutes into the game. Nestled in the offensive zone, gives it to Howell. And again, the Eagles kind of going 2-3 here, and they're really double-teaming Theron Baum. Baum banging around in there, though. On top of the circle here is going to be Lee. She'll kick it out for Howell. Howell will try a 15-footer. It's up and good. She drove and dished, did Lease, and then Howell followed kind of in her wake and hit from the elbow from the free throw line, up and good. A little entry pass here for Wood River, and they throw it away, their third turnover of the game. And we got a quick timeout here for Wood River. Darren Parlin calls the timeout here for the Eagles. We'll take it with him. It's 4-2 Stars in the early stages. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman Main Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman Main Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Anna Howell has it in the offensive zone. She'll kick it out to Sokolowski, who finds Messel in the corner, and Messel's jumper bounces around and falls in. Michaela Messel, who scored the first 7 points of the game against York the other night, has four of the first six here for the Stars, and they lead it 6-2. Kicking it out is the Eagles. Trying the three is going to be Bowers, and Bowers hits the three. First outside shot of the game for either team, or at least the first three-pointer anyway. Sokolowski asking for the ball on the inside. They'll kick it out to Lee. She's going to fire the three. Messel pulls down the rebound, down to the Theron Baum. Shot no good. Long rebound dribbling out with it is Baugh. The freshman will bounce pass. Thought that the player on the inside was one of hers. Instead, it was Messel. So a turnover. Now Messel drives the court, throws it inside the Baum. Baum shot will not fall, and it is rebounded there by Bossart. Great pass into Baum. Baum had a good look, but just kind of bounced out of there. Here's another three up, and good for Bowers. She hits two straight three-pointers, and now Wood River has their first lead of the ball game. They lead it now 8-6, 4:26 to go here, quarter number one. Messel on the left side, she'll fire a three. It's an air ball, but rebounded by Lease. Lease shot no good. Baum on the inside, offensive rebound. It will not fall. If she gets that one to fall, rattles in and goes in. Theron Baum, nice little rebound there, as well as Lease. Couple of offensive rebounds and a couple of points there for the Stars to tie it. They knock the ball loose, but Volpe comes up with it. They'll get it in the hands of Baugh. Baugh with an air ball, and Michaela Messel pulls down the rebound. She's going to dribble through a double team, bring the offensive zone, a little pick and roll, gives it to Sokolowski. Sokolowski spinning, shooting, and it will rattle out. Bossart pulls down the rebound here, and she'll hand the ball off to Baugh, who will set things up with 3:40 to go, quarter number one. Tied at eight are the Wood River Eagles and the Kearney Catholic Stars. On the baseline, Volpe has it. Double team, puts up the shot over Lease. And in between Lease and Baum, both of them were there. And it's going to be a foul whistled on Baum from behind. That'll be her first, team's first. Back first foul of the game whistled against either team. So here's a couple of free throws coming up by Volpe, and it bounces around back of the iron and no good. Kearney Catholic will send Megan Anderson, Danielle Bushcutter, and Ellie Connolly into the game. Sokolowski and Messel staying out there. So that's the five out there right now for the Stars. Volpe at the line, and her free throw is good. So she hits one out of two. That'll break the tie, a 9-8 lead here for Wood River. Messel will bring in the offensive zone. She looks to her left. That'll be Connolly. She's thought about the three, but she'll give it to Messel, top of the circle. Now they give it to Sokolowski on that left wing. Anderson posting up on the inside, but they're collapsing in on her. So Sokolowski will dribble up to the elbow. Her shot's no good. Bushcutter fighting for the rebound. Can't get it. It's stolen out of there by Kelly Bossart, her third rebound of the game. And she'll give it to Connor Fisher, who checked in during the last timeout as well. Bounce pass here for Bowers. Bowers will ball fake now. She'll throw it through the lane, and Messel is able to make the steal. Messel comes up with it, slowly brings it in the offensive zone as she's shut down. Now she's going to back it out and set up the offense. She gives it to Bushcutter, top of the key. The three, a little bit short, bounces around and no good. Rebound by Jocelyn Brown here for Wood River, and she faces some pressure and gets it to Fisher. And Fisher will just hand the ball off here, and now Bowers will set up the half-court offense. Kearney Catholic right now going man-to-man with the dribble is Jessica Mead, who checked in moments ago as well for Wood River. So give it top of the circle for Bowers. Bowers' long pass, and it's a little bit too long as Jessica Mead can't track it down. And that'll be the fifth turnover whistled against Wood River here in the first quarter. So Messel will inbound as they get it to the end of the Kearney Catholic bench. Bushcutter tosses top of the circle. Now back to Sokolowski, back to Bushcutter. A little jump stop. Has a dribble on the baseline. Now the double team. Bounce pass to Sokolowski. She'll step up. 15-footer rattled in and out. No good. Bushcutter and Connolly battling for the basketball. They knock it loose, and they get it back out. They kick it out, and Bushcutter had it for a moment. Knocked out of her hands by Connor Fisher. And then Bushcutter let it go out of bounds. It is off of Fisher, so it will be Kearney Catholic basketball. Theron Baum and Anna Howell going to check into the game. Sokolowski and Messel come out. So Howell will play the point here at the two-minute mark. Down by one is Kearney Catholic. Connolly will fire a three. It is short, and Anna Howell can't pull down that rebound. It's ripped out of there by Jocelyn Brown. but Howell slows things down. So facing pressure, they pass it up ahead to Meade. Meade in the corner, tough jumper, no good. Therenbaum can't come up the rebound. It's on the ground, and it's tied up. A couple of Eagles and Ellie Connolly. Brown, as well as Heiss, tied it up here for Wood River with Connolly. Alternating possessions, Kearney Catholic will inbound it. And it's a 9-8 lead by Wood River here. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. A little drive and dish through the lane. Loose ball picked up by Anderson. Jumper no good. Gets her own rebound. Shoots it high off glass, and it's good. Megan Anderson, offensive rebound and a bucket. Kearney Catholic takes the lead back. They lead it by one as Connor Fisher will bring in the offensive zone. She'll kick on the left wing, getting into the hands of Heiss. Heiss shut off on the baseline. They'll kick it back out here for Bossart. Bossart finds Fisher. Fisher picked up there by Anna Howell, and they'll kick on the left wing here for Heiss. Heiss dribbling up against Bushcutter. Double team there. Howell knocked the ball loose, kicked it in the corner, and the shot is blocked in that corner by Megan Anderson and out of bounds. Quick little baseline jumper there by Bossart, and Anderson had none of it. They threw it away. Ball out of bounds, and Anna Howell trying to inbound it, but it is off of Kearney Catholic. And Bowers will toss it in on the baseline. They get it in for Baugh. Baugh has the ball knocked loose. It's back around the perimeter as Wood River maintains possession. They'll get it right side for Bowers. She'll fire the long jumper. It is no good. Offensive rebound in underneath, and Fisher's shot won't fall. And it's rebounded out of there by Ellie Connolly. So Connolly snags the bound, gives it to Bushcutter, throws a long cross-court pass for Howell. Howell's going to drive too strong. Therenbaum, offensive rebound and bucket. Went up strong, got that rebound, and faced away from the basket, and pivoted right back in, laid it off the glass, and the Stars now lead it by three. Pass up ahead, into the hands of Fisher. Fisher back out to Bowers, and top of the circle now is Baugh. 16 seconds to go in the quarter. Bounce pass on the baseline. Bushcutter's going to double-team the ball with Fisher, and they get the ball back out in the hands of Brown, back out to Fisher, and she hits the shot. Connor Fisher drains a three-pointer, and there's 1 second left. Bushcutter gets it, fires the three at the buzzer, and it is short. It was a long deuce for Connor Fisher, and that'll make it a one-point ball game. We head to quarter number two. It is 12-11. Kearney Catholic with the lead. We're back right after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back here to Wood River. The Eagles do have possession of the basketball first to start the second quarter. Kearney Catholic with a one-point lead. Baugh has it on the right side. She's going to fire a quick jumper. It is no good. Rebounded out there by Messel. Messel very quickly up court. A little jump stop. Has to kick the ball back out. Knock loose. Sokolowski loses the ball between her legs, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover as snagging the loose ball was Becca Wolf. And Wolf will hand it out here to Baugh. Baugh standing on the wingspan of the Eagle at midcourt, has her dribble, picks it up against the pressure by Anna Howell, and they'll get it off here for Bowers. Kearney Catholic right now sagging in a little bit, a little 2-3 zone, and they'll kick it right back out, and here's the three, no good for Bowers, and the rebound by Mestel. Bowers hit a couple of threes in that first quarter, and she's the leading scorer here for Wood River. Kick in the left side for Anna Howell, and Howell's going to reset the offense as she dribbles near midcourt. Bounce pass for Therenbaum about 25 feet away. Long pass for Messel. Great pass inside for Lease, and Lease is fouled on the turnaround. Messel had it, and she had that ball in her hands just a nanosecond. She fired it right into the senior, Sarah Lease, and Lease was hit on the arm. She went right up with it, and Heiss will send Lease to the line to shoot two. The first one is on the way, and it is good. That'll make it now 13-11, Kearney Catholic with lead over Wood River. Second free throw by Lease is bouncing around. No good. Barron Baum offensive rebound and the bucket. Took that one off the glass after she pulled down the bound. And a four-point lead here for Kearney Catholic, their largest lead of the game. Been pretty tight throughout the basketball game. Eagles led by one a couple of times, but now they turn the basketball over. Barron Baum makes the interception, will kick the ball up ahead in the hands of Anna Howell. Howell dribbling around, gives it top of the seat for Sokolowski. Sokolowski from the top of the key will drive now. Her shot, no good. A good take there, but it just didn't fall, and Bolt pulls down the rebound. Spinning against the pressure is going to be Baugh. Ball knocked loose, but picking it up is Bowers, and Bowers will get it to Volk. They'll set up the offense in the half court here as we just kind of pass around the perimeter. A little skip pass to Bowers, gives it top of the circle to Baugh. Now far out on the left wing is going to be Heiss, and right now Wood River is moving further away from that three-point arc as they pass the ball. Bowers now throws it on the inside. Great drive, and they get the bucket. Kelly Bossard, as they threw it inside, Bossard, strong move, hit on the arm, and she'll try to finish off a three-point play. Great little quick pass. As I said, they started spreading things out, backing away further and further, and a great pass on the inside. Bailey Sokolowski commits her first foul, second foul as a team against Kearney Catholic. And the back of the iron, the shot is no good. Rebound taken out by Messel, her fourth of the first half, and she'll dribble up. Great little ball fake, still had a dribble, lays it strong off the glass, up and in. She faked to the inside and then drove right back out to the outside, hit it off the glass, and it is a four-point lead again for Kearney Catholic. Another timeout for Wood River. 5:53 to go here before halftime. It's 17-13 Kearney Catholic. We're back after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Off the inbounds, after the timeout, ball stolen away by Kearney Catholic, quick shot by Sokolowski, no good, and the rebound by Bowers. That was a nice steal there by the Stars, but they couldn't capitalize on it with any point. Bowers gets it up ahead in the offensive zone. The double team there. Volk is surrounded. Loses the ball. Loose ball picked up by Bossart. Her shot inside, no good. And in the land of the Giants, Anna Howell comes down with the rebound. They'll get it on the baseline. A bad pass there for Kearney Catholic. Messel threw it through there. Now she gets it back, or does she? She's harassing the ball, and Jocelyn Brown somehow is able to come up with it without committing some sort of infraction, and Bowers will bring it across the timeline. Pass up ahead, stolen away by Lees. So the pressure that both teams are putting on the ball right now is making for a pretty hectic play for both these two teams. Right side, here's a three-pointer for Messel. Long jumper, no good. Barron Baum pulls up the rebound. That's a tough shot by Baum. It will not fall, and it's still being bounced around. And finally coming up with it is Angie Bowers. And Bowers is just going to let traffic clear as Kearney Catholic now will be content to pick up their defense at half court. Volk looking on the inside from that left wing will now center it on the right side here for Baugh. Baugh now gives it top of the circle for Bowers. Bowers thought about it, fired a long three. It's no good. Baum pulls down her sixth rebound of the game. And now Anna Howell will drive and dish, and she throws it away. Bushcutter, Connolly, Shayla Connor, and Megan Anderson checking in here for Kearney Catholic. And one staying out there, that'll be Messel. So those are the five out there right now for the Stars. And we'll check Wood River's here in a second. Jocelyn Brown in there. They inbound the ball to Heiss, and Heiss playing a little catch with Bowers. Bowers dribbles through traffic, throws it left side, ball's knocked loose. Anderson comes up with it. Another turnover on Wood River, unofficially their 10th of the first half. Connor kicks it back out to Messel, and Messel drains the three. Quick little pass on that left wing, and then Messel just drains that three-pointer. She's got 9 in the game. In the offensive zone, Connor Fisher, pass knocked into the hands of Bossart. Bossart shoots over the top of Anderson, and she hits the shot. Belly Bossard, a little 8-footer right over the top of Anderson. Anderson gets the ball down low. She'll shoot over top of Bossard, and that's off the mark. Jocelyn Brown pulls down the rebound, and here comes Wood River on the run. Bowers kicks on the left wing. Heist enters it down low, and it's stolen away by Mestel. Another Wood River turnover. Long pass right side for Connolly, who enters it downside for Anderson. Anderson's shot no good. Rebound, Bossard. Another good look for Kearney Catholic. They missed a handful of buckets about 4 feet in. Pass on the inside here for Bossard. She throws up ahead. Again, Mestel steps in the passing lane, makes the steal right underneath the basket. She lets traffic clear, and she'll give it for Connolly. Connolly, pass tip. Mestel comes up with it. Still has a dribble. Gives it to Bushcutter on the left wing, and a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. Full timeout for the Stars. They lead it 20-15. 2:49 to go here in the second quarter. They call the timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Well, very cold shooting for Kearney Catholic here in the first half, and that's keeping Wood River in the game. Some of that cold shooting is because Wood River's playing pretty good defense. It's hard to hit a shot with a hand in your face, and some of it is just Kearney Catholic's not hitting their shots very well, and sometimes they're rushing it just a little bit because of some of that defense. But Wood River hanging in this one. It's 20-15, and Rick Petrie not happy with how his offense is looking right now, so he calls the timeout. Connolly, Howell, Anderson, Bushcutter, and Shayla Connor out there for the Stars right now. And for Wood River, Connor Fisher out there defensively in the zone up top with Bowers. And pass on that right wing. Pressure being put on by Heiss. And Heiss is actually going to call for a little kick. Also out there, Bossart and Brown. And now we're having a substitution here for Wood River. Kelsey Baugh is going to check in there. We'll try to get it across court to Bushcutter. It's knocked out of bounds on that far side. And so now they'll throw the ball in that corner. They'll toss it into Bushcutter. She's well behind the three-point arc. Bounce pass back to Anna Howell. Who enters it inside for Connolly. Back to Howell. Howell's going to drive to the baseline. A little floater, a little bit short. And the rebound out there by Wood River. Snagging the bound was Jocelyn Brown. And Brown will hand the ball up ahead here for Kelsey Baugh. Baugh being double-teamed, gets it to Jessica Meade, who kicks the left side open for three is Heist, but she won't pull the trigger. She skips it over to Baugh, who now throws it on that baseline on that right side. Bushcutter putting pressure on the ball. I can't even see who's down there. It's Meade, and Meade will help work it back around the perimeter. Heist on the baseline, puts up a jumper. It's no good, and the rebound ripped out of there by Megan Anderson. And Anderson gives it to Danielle Bushcutter. The senior picks it up on the top of the key. Bounce pass for Anna Howell. Anderson was posting up, and they'll just work it back around the perimeter. Connor has it. They're putting a little pressure on the freshman, and she'll get the ball back out here for Ellie Connolly. Connolly off the screen, gives it off on the right side for Anna Howell. Howell looking inside for Anderson, but she's going to take a top of the circle, and looking inside is going to be Bushcutter. And again, coaching staff is yelling move, because right now Kearney Catholic offensively not moving very well without the ball. And Anna Howell tries to throw it on the inside, and it's knocked right back into her face and out of bounds by Morgan Heiss. Theron Baum, Sokolowski, and Mestel going to check in here for Kearney Catholic with a minute 28 to go. Entry pass for Sokolowski, and they'll give it up on that left side. Now Howell has it on the baseline, jumper a little bit too strong. We got a foul on the rebound. Baum's on her back. And I think we're probably going to call a foul on Wood River. And it's going to be a push on the Eagles. With a minute 20 to go here, the foul was whistled on Heiss. Inbounded for Baum, and she'll get it out for Connolly. Right side for Mestel. And back around. Now the star is moving a little bit better without the ball. Entry pass inside. A little bunny hook for Theron Baum. And she now has 8 points in the game. That'll push that Kearney Catholic lead up to seven. Bossart. Long pass on that right side for Baugh, and Baugh throws it on the baseline for Meade. Meade, a little ball fake, and then she loses control of the basketball. Connolly picks it up, and here comes Nestle in the offensive zone. Every pass, a good one down low for Theron Baum, and Baum now has 10 points in the game. Great assist there by Nestle. 42 seconds to go before halftime.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to Wood River. Apologize, some technical difficulties. 4 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic has the ball. They give it to Theronbaum. Top of the key, in and out, no good. And I'm telling you, that ball was at least half the way down. It was in and out, no good. Baum has 10 points here at the first half. And again, I'm not exactly sure when we went off the air, but there was a great pass by Michaela Messel down low for Theronbaum, who hit a big bucket. And it is 24-15 here at halftime. So the Stars with a 9-point lead heading into the locker room against Wood River. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll talk with Wood River head boys basketball coach Derek Lindsay. We'll talk with the coach and have the halftime numbers for you. We'll do that right after this timeout.
With three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle of Kearney.
And welcome back here to Wood River High School. It's halftime of the girls' game where Kearney Catholic leads Wood River 24-15. I think it could be a real interesting boys' game. Wood River will come in with a record of 5-2. Kearney Catholic is 5-3 on the year. And help kind of talk to us a little bit about what we're going to face here tonight is going to be Derek Lindsay, the head basketball coach here at Wood River. Coach, appreciate the time. Coming in at this stage of the season, did you think you'd be about 5-2?
We were hoping to be that about that place. We know we didn't play real well early, but we knew the games on our schedule that we could make a run up to this point. So we're in a good position. We like where we're at.
And you lost to St. Paul. You lost to Adams Central. Those are a couple of solid basketball teams,
right,
year in and year out, and they're solid again this year. Probably a little lopsided against Adams Central.
Yeah.
I don't mean to bring that up a little bit. But for the most part, every game that you've been in, it's been a pretty tight ball game.
Yeah.
Kind of really indicative of what we're going to see all year in the Lou Platte, don't you think?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Preseason, we knew it would be tough top to bottom. You know, all the teams are getting better. So it's going to be a dogfight, game in and game out.
What do you do well? What do you really like what your team's doing right now?
Well, we listen well. We're working to become better as a team. We want to get it inside a lot of the time. We're kind of big up front, so we want to get some touches inside. But we've really improved on our free throw shooting, which is what helped us in a couple games win those games down the stretch. So we're really confident when we step to the line and we try to get there as much as we can.
Talking with Derek Lindsay, head boys basketball coach at Wood River. We're at halftime of the girls' game where Kearney Catholic leads the Lady Eagles 24-15. Tonight you're going to face a team, and tomorrow as well, you're going to face a team that really kind of likes the pressure of the ball. You're playing Carnegie Catholic tonight, obviously, and you have Ravenna tomorrow. Talk a little bit about your guards, because I think much of your success this next couple of nights is going to be centered on how well the guards handle that pressure.
Definitely. We really missed Luke Wiseman. He's been out since preseason with a broken foot. Senior guard, starting point guard, so we bring in Quinn, who's junior, no varsity experience up to this point, so that struggles. But Adam Central taught us a lot. We played a lot of teams that like to pressure the ball, so I hope to this point we've learned, you know, how to control it and not get flustered. And that will make or break, like you said, the next two games. Whether we handle that pressure, we'll be successful. I think we can be in the game.
Well, a lot of the teams that you play, they kind of like the pressure, too. I mean, you know, St. Paul's known for their defense as well. Sutton always plays solid defense. So, I mean, your team certainly has had the opportunity to grow.
Yeah, we should have learned. Hopefully we learned. You know, that's what you want to get better at. And we've showed a little more mental toughness in those frustrating situations that allowed us to be successful in the past. So hopefully we just take another step tonight and then another one tomorrow, hopefully, and give them a close game.
Give me a quick scouting report on Carnegie Catholic tonight. What do they do that you really have to find some way to counter?
They definitely run the floor. They look to push the ball down there. You know, they're not very big, but they really are quick all over the floor. They'll press you in the full court, which we have to be careful of. They're not very big, like I said, but they're going to be all over you and right on you. So they're going to push the tempo, so you got to be able to handle that. But they shoot lights out. You know, they've always shot. All of them can shoot, and they're not afraid to keep shooting if they're off. So we have to make sure we cover their outside shots and get the ones that they miss so we can have a shot at our end.
Is it a situation, Coach Lindsay, that you want to set the tempo? You want to maybe slow this game down a little bit?
We want to play our game. You know, that's one thing I always tell the boys, play our game. Sometimes it may be up-tempo. Sometimes it may be a little slower. We'll kind of see how it goes, but we're not afraid to slow it down and get quality possessions. We're really about quality possessions. We have them and make those count. So just in case you don't get that many, we'll be more efficient on our offensive side.
Run if you got it otherwise.
Right. We want to push it if we can do it. We like to get the team's bench, see if we can get them tired. We kind of pride ourselves in our conditioning, so hopefully we can get to their bench and maybe take advantage of that.
All right, Derek Lindsay, head boys basketball coach here at Wood River. Appreciate the time. Best luck tonight.
Thank you.
Once again, halftime of the girls' game. It's 25-15. Carnegie Catholic with the lead. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers of the girls' game when we come back right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to Wood River High School as Kearney Catholic is leading here at halftime 24-15. And let's get you some of the halftime numbers for you, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. The halftime report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For Wood River, here at halftime, leading the way, a couple of players. Angie Bowers had two consecutive trips where she got the ball in her hands and hit a three-pointer. She finished with 6 points here in the first half. Kelly Bossard also with 6 points. She has four rebounds to go with that. Jocelyn Brown has not scored, but she also has tied for the team high in rebounds with four. Connor Fisher off the bench, she has a couple of points and 1 point for Becca Volf. For Kearney Catholic, their starter, scoring looks like this. 10 points for Theron Baum, 9 for Michaela Mestel, 2 for Anna Howell, 2 off the bench for Megan Anderson and Sarah Lees with 2 points as well. Here at intermission, 24-15, Kearney Catholic with the lead. They've also lead in terms of turnovers as well. Wood River has turned the ball over 13 times compared to only three unofficially for Kearney Catholic here at intermission. And also rebounding, trying to do those numbers in my head here real quick, 10, 13 rebounds, 14 rebounds as a team for Kearney Catholic, and for Wood River, I have them with 14 rebounds as well. So we're tied unofficially with rebounds. Difference would be Wood River turned the ball over 10 more times than Kearney Catholic, and Kearney Catholic not shooting real well, and for a couple of minutes there, didn't move real well on offense either. And the sluggishness for the Kearney Catholic offense is what is keeping this a relatively close game, even though late in that second quarter, Kearney Catholic has kind of spread things out, opened things up just a little bit. Once again, our halftime score, 25-15. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Wood River. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to Wood River. Kearney Catholic is rip, roaring, and ready. They came out of the halftime early. They're out there on the court all ready to go here as well. Their starters from the first half are out there for the second half. Mestel, Howell, Baum, Sokolowski, and Lease. And so Kearney Catholic. And it will be Kearney Catholic basketball to start the second half here. And my book was off a little bit. Sarah Lease also with 3 points here in the ballgame. Okay, and a quick jumper by Lease. It is up and no good. And they're going to call Lease with the foul on the rebound. Originally it was pulled down by Becky Volf. And so Volf now with four rebounds here in the ballgame. All right, welcome back here as we're trying to figure out where that missing bucket is. And mystery is still unsolved. Becky Volf has in the offensive zone here for Wood River. They kick it on the left side for Heiss. Heiss enters it in. Long pass stolen away by Anna Howell. And as she goes out of bounds, she saves it. And Sarah Lease comes up with it. Another Wood River turnover created by the hustle here by Anna Howell. Howell will give it up on the right wing for Mestel. Mestel looks inside, and they find Theron Baum on the baseline. Her shot no good at point-blank range, and Bossart pulls down another rebound here after a miss in the paint for Kearney Catholic. Bowers gets it down low, turning around, jumper by Bossart, hand in her face, and she now has 8 points in the game. Nice shot there by Kelly Bossart. Mestel gets it at the free throw line for Sokolowski, kicks it down for Howell, and the entry pass is stolen away by Kelly Bossart. Nice defensive play there as well here for Wood River. So down by seven are the Eagles, and they'll kick it off on the right wing here for Angie Bowers. Back around the perimeter, now left wing for Volf. Volf pass on the inside, stolen away by Anna Howell, up ahead to Mestel. Mestel in a triple team slows it down. Kicks it out, and now Mestel gets it back. Will fire a three. It's an air ball that's rebounded by Theron Baum, and she finds Lease, and Lease misses at point-blank range as well. There is a lid on the basket when Kearney Catholic is shooting at it. They are still up by seven, 24-17. Baum now with seven rebounds in the game to go with 10 points. She made a good decision by passing the ball out there because she was too far underneath the basket. Wood River calls a timeout here. It's 24-17. Wood River with a deficit of 7 points. They call the timeout. We'll take it with them. 6:19 to go in the third quarter. We're back after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back here as Kearney Catholic yet to score here in the second quarter. They are still, in the second half. As right now, Wood River whittling away just a little bit. Not exactly an offensive showing here. It's still a seven-point lead for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 24-17. Wood River with the timeout to try to get something set up here in the early stages of the third quarter. Long pass. It's almost another turnover, but Morgan Heiss is able to track it down, and she'll throw it now for Baugh. Baugh now will kick it right back out for Wolf, and they're moving further and further away. Baugh has it, kicks it on the left elbow, high off glass, look at Wolf, hits it from 15 foot. Nice little, they threw it as basically a skip pass three or four different times, and they found Wolf on that elbow. Entry pass on the inside, knocked away, and loose ball picked up by Volpe, and here comes Wood River. They're building a little bit of momentum here as they kick it on that left side for Heiss. Heiss gets it at the elbow for Volpe. Volpe dribbles to her right, shot no good, and rebound to Sarah Lees. And Lees will get it up ahead to Mestel, gives it to Anna Howell, who runs the floor and hits the shot up and in. Great pass through traffic, right on the money to Anna Howell, and she takes it off the glass and in. So the Stars run the floor, and they get their first field goal of the second half here. Mestel, a little bit of pressure, will kick it off on that right wing for Baugh, and skip pass down low. Nice entry pass inside for Bossart, and Bossart now with 10 points in the game. Very similar play on the other end of the court that we saw at the Kearney Catholic end. Now the Stars will try to answer back. That lead cut back down to five again. With it is Howell, top of the circle, in the lane to Theron Baum. Baum loses the ball, and Wood River is able to tie it up. Well, they came up with a loose ball, actually, and then Theron Baum went down and tied it up, got close to committing the foul, and Angie Bowers came up with the ball, but then Baum was able to tie it up, and it'll move the possession arrow. Wood River is going to toss it in here. Kearney Catholic makes a substitution as Ellie Connolly comes in here for Theron Baum. 26-21, Kearney Catholic, five-point lead. Into the offensive zone is Baugh. Baugh, great pass on the inside, but the shot a little bit too strong in traffic and out of bounds by Kelly Bossart. She tried to shoot that one high off glass. She went so high off the glass, it actually went over the top of it. That'll be a team rebound for Kearney Catholic, and Mestel will give it to Lease at the elbow, kicks it back out. Here's the three. It bounces around and no good. And rebound by Jocelyn Brown, who came into the game during the stoppage a moment ago. A little bit of pressure put on the ball, but Bowers has it across the timeline. Has her dribble, bounce pass on that right side for Baugh. Baugh shut off by Connolly. Pass back out here for Bowers. Bowers gave it away, now has the top of the key, gives it for Baugh. Baugh looks on the inside, but skips it out. Almost stolen away by Sokolowski, but they get it in the hands of Bowers, and Bowers drains her third three-pointer of the game. That'll make it a one-point ball game. Excuse me, a one-possession ball game, 26-24. 3:45 to go here, third quarter. Entry pass on the inside, knocked away into the hands of Bowers. Here comes Wood River as they face a little pressure. Bowers has it, kicks it off on that left wing for Heiss. Heiss on the right side for Baugh. She's looking on the inside. Now they'll skip it back out here for Heiss. And Heiss, top of the circle, lobs it right side for Baugh. Baugh, entry pass to the elbow, kick back out. Good ball movement as dribbling left side is Heiss. Skip pass to the right side for Baugh, and Baugh hits the jumper that ties it. We're tied at 26. 3:15 to go here, third quarter. With the dribble is Anna Howell, top of the circle. Little 2-3 zone. Howell handles the pressure, gives it to Lees, looks on the inside, but doesn't give it to Sokolowski. He was posting up at the elbow. They'll give it out to Mestel. She'll fire the three, and she hits the three. And a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel gives the Stars a three-point lead with 3 minutes to go in quarter number three. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
An 11-2 run to start the third quarter here has gotten Wood River right back in the game. They were tied at 29 until Michaela Mestel. Excuse me, they were tied at 26 until Michaela Mestel hit that three-pointer to give them a three-point lead. During the timeout, Bushcutter and Anderson checked in here for Kearney Catholic. So Bushcutter, Anderson, Lease, Connolly, and Howell out there right now for the Stars, and they're going to try to go full court zone pressure here. Ball has it across the timeline. They try to trap there, but they get the ball in the hands of Bauer. Bauer picked up by Anna Howell. Gives it top of the circle here for Baugh. She'll give it off on the left side here for Jocelyn Brown, who checked in. Brown gives it off for Fisher. Fisher at the elbow, gives it to Brown. Shot no good. Rebound by Danielle Bushcutter. Bushcutter snags the bound, and she'll bring in the offensive zone herself. She'll kick it left side for Anna Howell. Howell will step up, fire a quick three. It's bouncing around and no good. Rebound ripped out by Jocelyn Brown. Brown had the ball knocked out of bounds by Anna Howell, and Wood River will inbound it underneath the Kearney Catholic basket. And Bowers facing a little pressure. 5 second counts going on. Almost stepped on the baseline when she inbounded it. And she able to hold on to it, but then she throws it up ahead. Stars are going to try to trap the ball there. They knock the ball loose. Anna Howell has it. Gives it up ahead here for Anderson after they force the turnover. Gives it the Bushcutter. Back out to Lease. Lease, 16-foot jumper, no good. And the rebound out for Angie Bowers. Another good look there for Kearney Catholic, but the Stars couldn't hit the shot. Bushcutter got the ball, flipped it to Lease, and set a screen for her so she could shoot in the open, and it just wouldn't fall. That's the story tonight for Kearney Catholic. Couldn't hit those shots. Fisher has it on the left side. She enters it inside, and I think that's Lease who's going to be called for the push. Nice little entry pass, and, yep, number 44, Sarah Lease, picks up the foul. Not a lot of fouls whistled here in the ball game in the first half, and we're on the pace to not have too many fouls called here in the second. That's only the second team foul against the Stars here in the second half. None against Wood River. From the elbow, 15-foot bank shot by Jessica Mead makes it a one-point ball game once again. Off the entry, they just kind of moved it around the perimeter. Now Connolly will enter it inside for Anderson. Anderson shot no good from a couple of feet away. Bossart with the defense there, and now the rebound. And she'll get the ball up ahead to Bowers. Connolly trying to step in to make the steal. Couldn't quite come up with a loose ball as it goes out of bounds. Anderson out, bomb in for Kearney Catholic. Morgan Heiss checks back into the game here for Wood River. And Fisher gets the inbounds. They try to double-team her, and she's able to bounce past it to Bowers, and then knocked away by Anna Howell. And Howell trying to dribble it instead of just grabbing the ball, and she had it go out of bounds. Couldn't quite make finish off the steal there as she knocked the ball loose and tried to dribble the ball on the baseline instead of just grabbing it and then dribbling the ball. So Wood River will maintain possession, even though they have to inbound it underneath the Kearney Catholic basket. Ice gave it back. Now the long pass up ahead here for Volpe. Volpe will drive, shot too strong, altered by Bushcutter, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Connolly after the miss. Exactly 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. One-point ball game, and Sokolowski going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski in, Lee's coming out. And Wood River will inbound it underneath their own basket. They'll toss it in. Bowers tosses it in, gives it to Mead, who gives it right back out to Bowers. Bowers on the right wing, flips it out to Heiss. Back to Bowers. Bowers' pass is in the hands now of Mead. She dribbles up, shot no good. Sokolowski snags the rebound, and she'll get the ball up ahead here for Anna Howell. 42 seconds left. Entry pass and a double team in there. It is knocked away. They're going to tie it up as Theron Baum ties up the ball after it was almost stolen away by Becca Volpe. And Baum ended up laying on Volpe, and you can tell on Volpe's face that she's not feeling very comfortable right now. Alternating possessions, Kearney Catholic has it. They give it to Baum in the lane, and she'll shoot it off glass and good. First field goal of the second half for Theron Baum. She now has 12 points in the game. And Kearney Catholic with a three-point lead here. Heiss walked with it. No, she gave the ball back, and it was Bowers who's whistled for the turnover. Unofficially, 17 turnovers on Wood River as the Kearney Catholic pressure forces yet another turnover. Bushcutter is open in the corner. Run in the lane is going to be Sokolowski. She'll kick it back out here for Connolly. Back to Mestel. Mestel back to Connolly. Down low, now back out. Here's Baum firing the three. Back the iron and no good. And the rebound by Jessica Mead. Mead being pressured there by Connolly. Pass knocked by Bushcutter. Knocked down by Bushcutter. But Bushcutter got Jessica Mead for the foul. Foul on the arm, foul on the body. You can put that almost anywhere. And she knocked her down with 9.4 seconds to go. I always told her, if you're going to commit a foul, do not get cheated. 9.4 to go here. Long entry pass for Heiss. And now with the dribble is going to be Bowers. 6 seconds left in the baseline. They try to double team, throw it back out. The ball is loose. 0.9, turnaround, jumper off glass, and it's good from about 30 feet away. Kelsey Baugh came up with it, pivoted with the ball, and released it all in one motion and banked in a three-pointer between the circles. Well, maybe something's in the air here for Wood River. They'll head to the fourth quarter tied with Kearney Catholic. It's 31-31. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to Wood River. The freshman, Kelsey Baugh, banks in a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie things up at the end of three quarters of play. Kearney Catholic and Wood River in a game that I think a lot of people are somewhat surprised is as close as it is. After all, Kearney Catholic comes in with a record of 7-3, Wood River 2-5. But they've been playing it even. On the inbounds, the ball is knocked away by Kearney Catholic. Wood River will inbound it yet again. And now the pass on that right side. Heiss, she'll fire the three. Barely draws iron. Saved by Sokolowski. It's through the lane. And picking it up is going to be Kelsey Baugh. And Baugh gets it now top of the circle. Hey, that's her range right there. She's midway. She's barely across half court. But she'll pass the ball right side for Heiss, and Heiss gives it up on the left wing here for Bowers. Entry pass at the elbow. Pretty good pressure put on Volf. She'll kick it out. Here's the three-pointer too strong for Bowers, and the rebound is tied up, but then the loose ball comes out of there, and Wood River comes up with the ball. We'll give Bowers credit for the rebound, and now she'll kick it off left side for Baugh. She'll fire a long three, back of the iron and no good, and Anna Howell pulls down the rebound. Howell with the dribble in the offensive zone here. Tied at 31. She'll dribble top of the circle, drive the lane a little bit, kick it back out for Mestel. Mestel, as Kearney Catholic weaves through here, Mestel gave it away, now gets it back. Anderson had it at the free throw line and gives it back out to Mestel. Mestel down low, pass knocked loose, and it's a turnover. With the dribble is going to be Volf. Volf with a little spin, kicks it out for Baugh. Baugh back out to the shooter Bowers. She's picked up, so she'll give it off here right side for Heiss, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Top of the circle with it is Bowers. Anna Howell put pressure on there. And now on the right side is Morgan Heiss. Long pass. Sokolowski tried to knock it down. Ball is loose, and that will be a turnover. Give credit to both Anderson and Sokolowski for putting pressure on the ball over there, forcing the Wood River turnover. Entry pass inside for Theron Baum, and Baum hit on the arm and will head to the line to shoot two. Great entry pass. They kicked it on the left wing, and in one motion, catching the ball and snapping it down low was Anna Howell, and Howell got it inside for Baum. Baum grabbed it, shot in one motion as well, and Bossart whistled for the foul. The free throw is up and good for Theron Baum. She now has 13 points in the game. First points of the fourth quarter here for either team, and Kearney Catholic leads at 32-31, and now make it 33-31 as Baum hits both free throws. And the Stars now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line in the game. Wood River 0 for 1. Oh, check that. They're I missed one here. They're one out of three from the free throw line. Wood River across the timeline. Kearney Catholic trying to trap it here with a little 2-3 zone long pass, and Sokolowski knocked the ball loose. It was intended for Baugh over there. Sokolowski tipped it, and she tipped it over Baugh, and so she was the last to touch it. The inbound for Volt, and Volt off glass from about 15 feet away rattles in that bank shot, and we're tied at 33. 6 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Dribbling up, firing the three is Messel, and rolls around and rolls around and goes in. That's good shooter's touch. If you can get the ball to roll around in a circle, you've hit it pretty soft. Spinning, driving, and missing is Bossart. She got the ball at the elbow, rebounded by Lease, and Lease, trying to maintain possession, has her arm grabbed a couple of times. No whistle, and we're going to have a timeout whistle for Kearney Catholic. Sarah Lease ripped out of there and had them holding her arm, but they didn't call the foul, and that's just how they've been letting them play today. No foul called. Thanks to that three-pointer, Mestel has given Kearney Catholic a lead. Kearney Catholic calls timeout with all that pressure being put on the ball, and so they call a quick 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here with 5:30 to go in the third quarter. 36-33, Kearney Catholic up by three, and that's a pretty good timeout by the Kearney Catholic coaching staff to maintain the possession here, because they're just not calling any fouls when you harass the ball. If you get some ball in there, they've been letting them play. And that's not a complaint. It's just an observation. They've been letting them play here a little bit. So Kearney Catholic has possession. They'll bring it into the offensive zone, and dribbling is going to be on a howl. She'll kick it to Messel on that right corner. She'll skip it out to Sokolowski. Sokolowski, long deuce, and she has her first 2 points of the game. Turn the net inside out, and Kearney Catholic up by five, and there's going to be a walk. Stepping through the double team was Kelsey Baugh. Putting pressure on was both Baum and on a howl, and that's now 19 turnovers on Wood River compared to six against Kearney Catholic. And again, poor shooting for the Stars. Poor ball handling here for Wood River. Here's a three for Sokolowski, and she hits the three. So after being quiet much of the game, five quick points here for Bailey Sokolowski, and she helps Kearney Catholic with a 8-point lead here, their largest lead of the ball game. Bounce pass for Bossart. Skip pass, check it. It's not the longest, the largest. We had an 11-point lead earlier. They'll get it out here for Baugh. Baugh, entry pass, knocked loose by Theron Baum, and Baum with a push there. And she's going to whistle for her second personal foul. 4:44 to go here. That's now going to be three team fouls on Kearney Catholic here in the second half. Second personal foul on Theron Baum. Again, not a lot of whistles in the game. Nobody really in any foul trouble. The inbounds knocked away by Anna Howell and out of bounds. So at the end of the Wood River bench, that's where they're going to inbound the ball. Wood River is trying to inbound on the baseline again, but nope, ball went out of bounds over there, so that's where they'll have to inbound it. And a lot harder to score when you inbound on the baseline. Bounce pass goes through one player's hands, and Heist comes up with it on the outside, and there's going to be a little hold whistle there on Theron Baum. Ball was loose, and going for it was Baum. Bossart was able to come up with it, and so Baum picks up a couple of quick fouls here, and she now has three fouls in the game. So now she's beginning to have some foul trouble here with 4:37 to go. The inbound it to Volk. Check it to Heist, rather. And Heist will kick it right back out here for Baugh. They'll play a little catch with Bowers. Snap pass on the right side. With it is Heist. Top of the circle here for Baugh. Heist has it on the right side. Tries to enter it inside. Nice pass. But the shot is blocked by Sokolowski. And Sokolowski, after blocking Bossart's shot, came down with the ball, but stepped on the baseline. So Sokolowski with the block, and now the Eagles will inbound underneath their own basket. 5-second count going on. They have to just toss it in to Baugh, and they'll set up the half-court offense. Baugh gives it right side for Bowers. Bowers pass knocked away by Anna Howell. Howell gets it, dumps it inside to Messel, but running the floor and knocking it out of bounds is Jocelyn Brown. And both sets of fans have something to cheer for. The hustle defensively for both teams on that play. Entry pass, Howell has it on the baseline, and she'll give it out to Messel. Messel, nice entry pass inside for Theron Baum. Shot no good, and a rebound by Jocelyn Brown. Brown snags the bound, and quickly up court they give it to Bowers. Bowers shoots over the top of Lease. No good. Sokolowski with the rebound for the Stars gets it out to Messel. Messel has to pull it down after losing it from 15 feet away. She'll give it to Theron Baum. Now to Lease. Back to Messel. Messel, entry inside for Theron Baum, and the Baum called for 3 seconds, and she had trouble unloading the ball because she had to do so one-handed. That's what River grabbed the other arm. 3:39 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Rick Petrie says, you know, you can't penalize my player if you don't call that other penalty. 41-33, 8-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Bossart with the dribble, and we'll flip the ball back out here for Bowers. Bowers, bounce pass, and dangerous pass. Baugh picks it up, though. Great hands by Baugh, and then she throws it a little bit too high for Becca Volpe, and it is another turnover. 20 on Wood River, and again, they have played great basketball here. They've turned the ball over, but defensively, they have harassed everything Kearney Catholic's tried to do. We've talked many times Kearney Catholic not hitting their shots, but much of that has to do with the great pressure that Wood River has been putting on the shots. Skip pass over for Ellie Connolly, who just checked in. Her shot is up, no good. Lease with an offensive rebound. She went up strong with it, and now she'll go line and shoot two. That one you kind of had to call as she had one of her arms held trying to put up the shot. Kelly Bossart, her second foul of the game. And Lease, who's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, now is a little bit better than that as she hits the free throw here. And she now has 3 points in the game. Second free throw up and good. And check that. She's got 5 points in the game. There's 2 points I was missing earlier. Volpe has it, and we'll get the ball right back out for Baugh. Baugh dribbling down that sideline, and a whistle. I thought maybe she stepped on the sideline in the area we couldn't see. Nope. Darren Parlin understands the situation. His team needs a bucket. Down by 10 with 3:10 to go here. A little run here for Kearney Catholic, and it is 43-33, 3:10 to go. Timeout Wood River. We'll take a timeout with them as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with 3 delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Well, a 12-2 run here in the last 4 minutes and 50 seconds has given Kearney Catholic a 10-point lead, 43-33. And Coach Darren Parlin understanding that his team that has the basketball right now, they need to maybe score this possession. It's not an absolute must, but if they give up any more points to Kearney Catholic, fall any further behind, they would be in a world of hurt. Ball's going to inbound it at the end of the Wood River bench, and they'll work it back around the perimeter, getting it out to Heist. Heist enters it in, kicks it back out. Bull on the baseline, has pass knocked away by Anna Howell, but tripping, picking it up is Baugh. Baugh gave it away, now enters it on the inside. With it is Bossart. Bossart with the shot, up and good. Well, they went to Bossart, and she has 12 points in the game, and that allows Wood River to pressure the ball a little bit. Michaela Bessel is able to handle the pressure, gave it away, gets it back, drives, shot, no good, but she is hit on the body, and she'll head to line and shoot two. She gave it away on the elbow and got it right back from Ellie Connolly and drove hard to the rack, driving the baseline. The foul on Bossart is going to be her third, so Kearney Catholic attacking right away, but Mestel misses the free throw. This is Mestel's first trip to the free throw line. She has hit 3 three-pointers. She has 15 points in the game. 8-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Make it a 9-point lead as Mestel hits the free throw. And again, Kearney is going to try the little pressure here, but throwing over the top of it is Wood River. They get it to Bossart. Quick 15-foot jumper by Bossart, no good. And Sokolowski pulls down the rebound, outlets it to Mestel, and we have a foul. Whistled here on Wood River. I'm sure one of the things that Coach Parlin mentioned to his Lady Eagles, we need to go for some steals, and if nothing else, maybe send Kearney Catholic to the line. 2:25 to go here, another reach, and that's one of those unintentional or intentional fouls by Angie Bowers. She's kind of going for the steal, but she's also trying to commit her first personal foul and fifth team foul, so maybe they can make a steal on the inbounds, and that's what they do. Ball makes the steal on the inbounds, throws it up ahead, and Anna Howell knocked it away. from Bowers, and Howell can't come up with it. So Kearney Catholic does turn the ball over here, and then Wood River turns it over, and being tripped up after making the steal was Anna Howell, and they're just going to call incidental contact, and Anna Howell is a little banged up out there. Baugh comes up with it. They throw the ball in the backcourt. 10-second count's going on. Understanding that is Darren Parlin. He calls the timeout here, and Anna Howell, who fell hard on the ground, they're going to check on her status, and we'll see whether or not she stays in the game. It's a full timeout here for Wood River with 2 minutes to go. It's 44-35. Kearney Catholic with a 9-point lead. Wood River will inbound when we come back right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Well, Wood River has kept this thing close enough to be within striking distance. Again, a nice start to the fourth quarter for Kearney Catholic. We were tied heading into the fourth. A 12-2 run gives Kearney Catholic a 10-point lead, but now it's a 9-point lead with still plenty of time here for Wood River. That's a good timeout for Darren Parlin as they were about to turn the ball over in the backcourt. Ball will inbound the basketball. Bushcutter will check in for Anna Howell here as Howell banged up a little bit after the steal, and they get the ball in the hands of Bowers. Kearney Catholic right now going 2-3 zone, trying to trap the ball a little bit. Ball gets it top of the at the free throw line for Jocelyn Brown, who checked in. They'll get the ball back out here for Powers. 20 seconds been worked off the clock so far this possession. Heist pass on the outside and off the hands of Kelsey Ball and out of bounds. That could not have gone any better for Kearney Catholic. They forced Wood River to work 27 seconds off the clock, and Wood River didn't even get a shot off. That could not have gone any better for the Stars. Inbounded into the hands of Michaela Mestel. Mestel picked up defensively by Baugh. They're going to have to either commit fouls or make some steals here. And dribbling around is going to be Mestel. They set the screen. They give it for Theron Baum. She'll kick it out for Sokolowski. Sokolowski from the free throw line. Shot no good. And it lands on the baseline as the air ball hits the baseline and out of bounds. So the team that was behind took 27 seconds off the clock. The team that's ahead took 13 seconds off the clock with their possession. Baugh, facing some pressure, throws the ball up ahead here for Bossart. Bossart thought about the shot, and she walked with it. Would have been blocked had she shot it, so she tried to hold on to it. Well, she did, but she walked with it. That'll be another Wood River turnover. Give Theron Baum credit for forcing the turnover. The inbounds goes to Michaela Mestel. Mestel dribbles through traffic, dribbles through the lane, takes it off the glass. It is saved by Theron Baum, and they'll kick it out for Sokolowski. Sokolowski now will give it to Mestel. Final minute of the game, a 9-point lead for Kearney Catholic, and a reach going to be whistled against Kelsey Baugh. Baugh understands that if Wood River is going to come back in this game, they have got to get possession of the ball. They've got to make some steals. They've got to force Kearney Catholic to miss some one-on-ones. Sokolowski going to inbound it, gives it to Theron Baum. Baum has it, has the dribble in the corner, and she'll throw it to Bushcutter. Bushcutter has it, dribbles with it, being pushed, but she gets it to Theron Baum. Back to Bushcutter near midcourt, little ball fake. Pass on the right side for Sokolowski. Sokolowski looking for Mestel. Mestel has it. They double-team the ball there, and we got a timeout for Kearney Catholic as they pressured the ball in that corner. Timeout with 32.3 to go. 9-point Kearney Catholic lead, and the Stars are going to inbound it when we come back right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Well, if this turns into our final score, 44-35, people will look at this in the paper tomorrow and they say, well, you know, Kearney Catholic, 9-point win against a team that's 2-5. Yeah, that's probably about right. Well, I'll tell you what, Wood River made Kearney Catholic work for it tonight, and this one's really not over. With a timeout left, Wood River has time. They're going to have to catch fire very, very quickly here, though, if they're going to do that. Bailey Sokolowski is going to inbound it. Anna Howell checked in during the timeout. The bounce pass, it's a turnover. Ball comes up with it, gives it up ahead to Heist. Heist from 15-foot, jumper, no good. Lease pulls down the rebound, and now we've got a foul as Wood River forced to commit the foul here after the rebound by Sarah Lease. So Lease will walk to the other end of the court, and she'll have a one-and-one. That's the fourth foul against Kelly Bosshardt with 23.3 seconds left. And the free throw is up and good for the senior. So she's hit three free throws here in the fourth quarter, all of them one-and-one. So this will earn her the second free throw, and it is up and good. She's got seven in the game, 11-point lead here for Kearney Catholic, 20 seconds left. Kearney Catholic going to try to slow down the ball a little bit. Bowers gives it in the offensive zone. We'll give it back out here for Morgan Heist. Heist on the right wing to Bowers, 10 seconds left. They entered inside for Bosshardt. Bosshardt, that's a tough jumper, but she gets it to fall with 4 seconds left, and Kearney Catholic does not even need to inbound it. Sarah Lease understands that. She does inbound it at the buzzer, and that's your final score. Kearney Catholic with a 46-37 win over Wood River. And I'll tell you what, the Stars had to earn it today as 22 points in the second half for Wood River. And they tied things up heading into the fourth quarter, but a nice run for the first about 4.5, 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic wins this one by a final of 46-37. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Misco Sports Postgame Report, and we'll wrap things up from Wood River and the girls' game. Reminder that the boys' game will be coming up about 20 minutes after we get done with all this. We'll talk and wrap things up about the girls when we come back right after this.
The Tostitos BCS National Championship on ESPN Radio. Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton leads top-ranked Auburn against LaMichael James and second-ranked Oregon. The scoring will be early and often in this matchup, as this could be the highest scoring in the game's history.
Steps to his right, throws in the end zone, touchdown!
Auburn, Oregon, January 10th on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to Wood River. Interesting ball game. It was tied in the fourth quarter until Kearney Catholic went on a little run, and they win it 46-37. And Kearney Catholic down the stretch did kind of what you need to do, I guess. Just the little things. They hit some free throws in that fourth quarter. They forced turnovers. They took fairly good care of the ball. But overall, you look at things, two things would stand out: poor shooting by Kearney Catholic. Much of that's because of Wood River's defense, and Wood River turned the ball over unofficially 23 times in the game. And again, much of that would have to do with the Kearney Catholic defense as well. So Kearney Catholic wins it after Wood River turns the ball over 23 times compared to 7 for Kearney Catholic. And your final score in this one, 46-37, and we'll check the numbers for you here on the Misco Sports postgame report. Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. They got a great selection of brand name clothing. They have a great selection of Kearney High and Kearney Catholic apparel. They got polos, they got wind shirts, great selection of materials like that. NFL playoffs beginning this week, they have a selection of NFL hoodies, now 25% off. They have college hoodies, also 25% off. Great selection of apparel down at Misco Sports. And, you know, some teams are beginning to even play, you know, warm up a little bit for the spring sports and the summer sports season by doing a few indoor practices. If you find you need some equipment to help out with that, they've got it at Misco Sports. Get your game on now at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. For Wood River, leading the way for them was Kelly Bossart. She finished with 14 points on the night. Unofficially, I had her with 6 rebounds as well. Angie Bowers had 9 points, all of them from behind the arc. She hit 3 three-pointers, finished with 9 points on the game. Kelsey Baugh hit an incredible three-pointer at the end of the third quarter to tie things up at 31. She finished with 5 points on the night. Also 5 points for Becca Volk. And then off the bench, Jessica Mead, she had 2 points for Connor Fisher. Again, Wood River trailed at halftime by a count of 25-14. They were able to tie it at the end of the third quarter with that three-pointer by Baugh. But then Kearney Catholic wins it in the fourth by a final of 46-37. And we'll check the numbers for the Stars. We come back right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back here to Wood River as Kearney Catholic wins this one by a final score of 46-37. Let's check the numbers here for the Stars. A couple players in double figures. Michaela Messel led the way. She had 16 points, 4 rebounds. And Theron Baum, making her first start since mid-December, starting in her first game since mid-December. She played one quarter on Tuesday night, played all 4 quarters here tonight. Baum finished with 14 points off of 7 rebounds. Also, a pretty solid performance for Sarah Lee. She finished with 7 points, 4 rebounds on the evening. Bailey Sokolowski had 5 points during the run that opened things up in the fourth quarter. Sokolowski finished with 5 points on the night. On Howe finished with 4 and 2 points off the bench tonight for Megan Anderson. Unofficially, for Kearney Catholic, I had them with 21 rebounds compared to 19 for Wood River. 23 turnovers for Wood River. The Stars turned the ball over only 7 times, so that's an advantage for Kearney Catholic at 16 different possessions. And also from the free throw line, Wood River was 1 out of 3 from the line. Kearney Catholic, 8 out of 10 from the line. And again, I just can't do it fast enough to keep real accurate shooting statistics, but Wood River will have better shooting statistics than what Kearney Catholic had for those that keep those numbers. As Kearney Catholic, pretty cold tonight, with the exception of from the free throw line, where they went 8 out of 10, and then they hit a couple of big three-pointers in that fourth quarter. Sokolowski hit one, Mestel hit one, and the Stars win this one 46-37. And they will be back in action tomorrow as they'll be taking on Donovan Trumbull. Just so you know, we will have that basketball game for you on the radio. Donovan Trumbull, Kearney Catholic, tomorrow night.